Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yannis, and you're watching Ignite Your Day. And I believe God's going to ignite your faith today. Amen. I believe that God is going to change some things that need to be changed, move some things out that need to be moved, bring in the things that you need, and believe for the miracles that God is needing to heal in your body. I believe it that God is going to do it. Maybe you have someone at home that needs healing, someone at home that needs prayer. This week we've been talking, if you've been watching our show here on the broadcast, we've been talking this week about faith levels. We talked no faith level, we talked about little faith, and now we're going to believe God to talk about great faith. Amen. What is great faith? Great faith is amazing. Great faith will move things in your life. Great faith is what God not requires, but God would love for us to live in the great faith level. In fact, I would love to stay in the great faith level, but it's up to you, not God. It's up to you to stay in whatever level of faith that God has called you and pulled you into. And that is the great faith that Jesus had. Jesus actually was full of faith. And others have gotten great faith, and some have been called full of faith. We're going to try and cover both segments to bell for those today, and we'll see how God does it. Amen. But anyway, let's read in Matthew 8, 5 through 13. Matthew 8, 5 through 13, if you want to turn with me. We're going to look at that real quick. We're going to believe that God is going to move in a great, wondrous, wondrous way for you. Matthew 8, 5 through 13. Says, and when Jesus entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. See, I love that about the Lord. I love that about the Lord. This is what I tell my family. This is what I tell my wife. This is what I tell my friends. I don't know what God will do, but I will go do my part. Amen. I don't know if I go lay hands on them. Will God move? Will God heal him? That's up to God. And that's up to faith. That's up to their faith. And sometimes God gives us the prayer. At times, God gives us the prayer of faith that we pray and they get healed. Only God can do that. Only God can do it. There was a lady in Peru. And when I prayed, 51 years, she was blind in one of her eyes. And God healed it. And she laid on the floor, actually on her knees, screaming, how God did this. How did God do this? I thank him for this. 51 years, she said, I've been waiting, and today God has healed me. I don't know why. And I told you this on one of the other broadcasts. I don't know why God did that. I don't know why God chose at that minute, at that hour, at that second to do that. Was it her faith? Was it what she needed to hear, something that I taught that just clicked with her? Because sometimes it's just our thinking that needs to be changed for God to do something for us. It's sometimes we work too hard to get it. Amen. We work too hard to try and get the miracle. But sometimes the miracle comes just with a simple understanding of what God is doing. Now let's finish reading right here. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers and under me. And I say unto this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and he said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so, what is it? Great faith. I got to use my pen because my highlighter went out. It's in the trash. So great faith. No, not in Israel. And I say unto you that thou many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into darkness. There shall be weeping and gnash of teeth. And Jesus saith unto him, Centurion, go thy way. And as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. Amen. Amen. That's what God does. That's how God does it. God moves in great and wondrous, wondrous ways. God is an amazing God. Now, I remember preaching the word and just seeing how you have to understand it and how God can use what you, when you preach, how God will use what you preach. The lady that I told you, 51 years. 51 years she waited for God to do something. 51 years she waited for God to move on her behalf. And guess what happened? God healed her in one of our services. Not because of me. Not because of I'm so this and all that. No. Because she understood what I was teaching her. Just like the centurion understood what was being taught to him. And his faith level shot through the roof. Great faith. God said, Jesus said this, so great faith, so great faith. We'll be right back. God bless.
Hi, this is David Yanis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audiobook, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it, it has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148, for $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us, include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
I want to welcome you to Pure Fire School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Pure Fire School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
Hi, this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website, find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you.
Welcome back to the show. I'm excited because we are teaching you about the faith levels and hopefully bringing this to your attention how your faith needs to go. We don't need it at no faith. It's okay to be at little faith, but you're not going to get much. It's better to be at great faith And we have another show where we're going to talk about full of faith. But what is great faith? Great faith is amazing. Maybe I can fit full of faith in on this show. We'll see. Great faith. What is great faith? Great faith is just understanding the principles of giving of God, of what God is giving you. Faith. He's given it to you. It doesn't require you to work on it. It doesn't require you to do anything else but trust Him. It doesn't require you to go and work it out, figure it out. It just requires you to believe, like the centurion came. He explained to Jesus, he understood that he could command anything because he was Lord. Just like he commanded his soldiers that Jesus could command sickness and it would leave. Because he understood that Jesus has authority over sickness. And it happened. There's this man in Tijuana. We're in TJ's, Tijuana. When we're out there in TJ's, in Sandy, it's just outside San Diego, if you're not familiar with Mexico. And I was over there and preaching the gospel. And I was preaching the gospel. Many people got healed. Many people got delivered. Many people had seen some great and wondrous things happen for them. But there was an older man, and there was a young man there. Both of them, one with a hand issue, another one with a back issue. One with his arm hurting to his hands, the other one with his back hurting up and down his spine. Both of them did not get their miracle as I prayed for them. I prayed for them twice at least. And I prayed and prayed and God touched. But guess what? Neither of them could get the understanding of believing, of authority, of what God does. So as I talked to them, afterwards, drinking a water, and I shared this story before, and it just fits on this great faith. As I sat there, someone came up and needed to get prayed for, and I prayed for them. They got healed right in front of them. And they walked off grateful. In fact, one guy was so happy, he went and got some money, and he brought it to me and blessed me, gave it to the pastor that brought me there. And the pastor later told me that this was a gentleman that was healed, and he explained to him, you don't pay for your healings. He goes, oh, I understand, but as soon as I got healed, God said, go give him some money from his business. So he did that. God's amazing. God knows how to move. God knows how to change things. God knows how to provide, even for me. I'm out there. And it was a trip that cost a lot to have services in these. And I'm going to tell you what, two places that are very expensive to hold conferences, San Diego and Anaheim. That was very costly on renting the places and stuff. I mean, the hotel rooms are hotel rooms. You're going to pay the same price. But when you rent, oh, anyway, I'll be out in Augusta just to let you know. As soon as we can, we're going to be out there in Augusta. We'll hopefully be out there. We usually are at the Marriott in Augusta, so we're in their courtyard. We're out there. So we're going to put it online when we are, but we're going to announce it on the broadcast as well when we're back and holding our healing services. We'll be in Augusta, we're going to be in Greenville, and hopefully I can get something in Atlanta going. If we get some place in Atlanta, that'll be great. But as we're over there talking to this man, I explained to him, do you understand about believing? He goes, no. Believing is this. Believing is just believing that God does it. Knowing that he can do it, but believing that he can do it are two different things. Oh, I know God can heal, but I believe that God can heal me. And how do you do that? I asked him this. This is a young man. I was sitting with him, drinking some water. I said, when you believe, think about this. When you walk, do you wonder if you can walk? Do you think you could walk? Or do you just walk? He goes, no, I know I can walk. I just walk. Do you look at the floor and say, man, I hope I'm going to be able to walk on this. I hope my feet are going to move. Or do you just walk? He goes, I just walk. I go, that is exactly how healing happens. You just believe. You just trust God. You just put your hand out there and you let God do it. And as I said that, he put his hand in my hand. I held his hand and God healed him right there. And he looked at me and he said, I got healed. God did it. I was like, amen. Because God is an amazing God. He's able to do the things that we do not know. He's able to change things that we do not know. As I talked to him and explained to him again, just keep walking out your healing. Every part of your fingers are going to feel better. Every part of your arm's going to feel better. God's doing amazing things. The older gentleman that was standing beside just sit there and he goes, ah, comprende. He means he understood. He understood. And I looked. I go, you see? I go, yeah, come on. So he came to me. He came to me. I put my hand on his back. And as I put my hand on his back, God healed him. Both those binges need to be taught a little bit more about believing. So I'm telling you today, just like Jesus says, great faith is about just understanding. He was so astonished that this man understood. Remember, I talked about little faith. When I talked about little faith, I told you about the disciples that Jesus told them, you don't understand. You don't recall. You don't comprehend this. When you have great faith, it's easy to believe. There was a lady traveling in the vehicle with my friends that hosted me at that Breakfast of Champions that I talked to you about this week that I prayed for someone. And when we prayed for her, I just prayed for her and kept going, believing. Well, as she was driving, they were just testifying. Some of the organizers were in the vehicle that were driving her, dropping her off home. She was deaf. And, or at least in one ear, she was deaf to one ear. And they were talking to her and stuff. And when they talked to her, she goes, oh, yeah, I believe that God can heal. And I believe that God healed me. They go, amen, sister. Good. We're believing with you. She goes, no. You don't understand. I understood what the man of God said. And I believe I'm healed. In fact, my ear just popped. Her ear got healed in the car when she testified that she knew that God can heal and that God would heal her. Believing. The people were so crazy, so excited, they pulled over, called the pastor, and the pastor texted me and said, David, this happened, and gave me this testimony. I'm telling you this right now because I want you to be encouraged that God heals. We have to have great faith. We have to have great faith that God does these type of miracles. We have to be able to believe that God is able to do great things. When I was in India, there was this lady, in fact, it was in Chhattisgarh, just outside of Orissa, not even India. I'm in a whole different country now. I'm in Chhattisgarh, a whole different state. And in Chhattisgarh, I think it's India. I don't know. Maybe it is. And as I'm talking and preaching, my interpreter leaves me. He leaves me. And all the people come running up to get prayed for. I'm about to get squished with all these people. They're little people, but a whole bunch of little ants come and can make a big difference here. So I'm like, oh, Lord, help me. And all of a sudden, I see a purse just come swinging and hitting and hitting. Everybody moves, it kind of parts the way, and I'm like, oh, this lady's helping me. No, she's coming straight at me with that purse. I look at her, and I'm like, hold on, Grandma, hold on. And she looked at me, and she goes, her ears, she needs to be healed. Well, I put my hands on her ears, and I believed, and I prayed. Instantly, God healed her. Now, I don't know how she heard the word. It's just the Spirit of God that moved and touched her, possibly. I don't know, but her faith was there. She had great faith. She came up and said, my ears. She moved the crowd and said, like that, with her hands pointing, my ears. And God healed her. Well, the translator finally caught up with us. He jumped over the side of the chair that was near me, and he goes, oh, I'm back. I go, you're back. You left me. You left me. You left me here, and all these people are about to run me over. He said, no. He goes, I'm here. And I go, well, this lady just got healed. And I pointed to the lady. He looked at her, and she goes, oh, he goes, impossible. I go, why is it impossible? And he goes, because that's my grandmother. She's been deaf since I was born. I said, no, well, she's healed. He goes, impossible. And all of a sudden, the side of my eyes, with the peripheral vision that I had, I seen the purse coming, and I moved out of the way. And as I did that, the purse hit the translator. Her grandmother goes, I am healed. God has healed me. I'm deaf no more. Can we believe that God can do that? Can we believe that God can move in great, great ways for you? Can we believe that the power of God is anointed and moving in such a way that it will change things for you? I believe it. I believe it for you. I believe that things are going to happen. Well, I want you to stay tuned right now for another great Igniter of Faith session just after these messages. We'll be right back. Igniter of Faith session with me, David Yanez, your host, and he's going to be talking to you about a miracle or something. I'm not sure what we're going to say on this next one, but it's going to be a blessing for you. God bless you. We thank you for watching. Stay tuned for the Igniter of Faith session coming up next on our third segment. God bless you. I want to welcome you to Purifier School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Pure Fire School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
Hi, this is David Yannis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it, has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148, for $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call, or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite, so we know which practice to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
And welcome back to another Igniter of Faith session. I hope that you've been enjoying the teachings on the first two segments. But today we got a very good special guest right here, Mr. Pastor, Dr. What do we call you? Malcolm Burton. Doctor or Pastor? What do we call you, Pastor?
Malc, I'm your friend.
It's always hard to introduce the ones that I'm close to because I'm so used to calling him Malc. So tell us just a little bit about just what you've been doing those last 60 days here.
Been business as usual for me, David. The kingdom of God doesn't close because the kingdom of men says it should close.
Absolutely.
I've been busy doing the same things I've always done, praying for the sick, believing God for supernatural protection. I've visited people in the hospital, things like that. Had a powerful opportunity to minister to the hospital staff at one of the places where I visited. They told me that they had patients that were upset because their pastors had refused to come because of the threat to their own health. And I'm not responsible for other people's lives, but I do believe that the Bible tells us whatever's not faith is sin. So I'm moving in faith. I'm doing the work of God, doing what God has called me to do, and very happy to be doing that. Happy to see good results. No one I know has been afflicted with the COVID virus. Very thankful for that. I had some other people that had relationships with folks that were hospitalized, and none of them were hospitalized for COVID. But I still went there and ministered and did what God's called me to do.
Amen. Well, see, that's what God wants us to do. In the midst of a famine, in the midst of a just panic, we're going to be Joseph, we're going to be Daniel. We're going to be blessed, we're going to be fat. We're going to enjoy life, but we're going to do it more, you know, cautiously, of course, but we're going to also just trust God to do the supernatural and do the things that we need to do. If you recognize Pastor Malc, he has been hosting the show for me whenever I'm traveling. I could always lean on my brother to get in studio, knock out some shows, and that way they could air while I'm out there doing what I do. And we have busy schedules, very similar. Very, 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 very similar schedules of how we get things done out there preaching, because God needs us all. God needs us all.
Amen.
I want you to, I know that you're a pastor in heart, and pastor, you love to help and counsel people. And I feel led to ask you, Malc, what about people that have been locked up for so long and just staying at home? What are some things to encourage those people?
It's very unhealthy for you to stay locked away from other people. I will say that. If you feel the Holy Spirit is guiding you to stay home, I don't have anything to say to you other than God bless you. Be led by the Spirit of God. But if you're staying at home because of some oversized fear, we should be concerned. You know, David, I don't mean this to sound like an ill-mannered man, but it bothers me that we have to tell people to wash their hands. Of course we should know to wash our hands. You know, and we should do the things that we would do just to maintain a normal, healthy life. But I see people who have locked themselves away, and I've heard from some of them who are struggling with depression. That's the goal of the devil, is to separate the body of Christ and divide us up. And he's always looking for ways to divide us up and to separate us from other believers. And this very legitimate concern, I understand that people are concerned, but dividing ourselves, keeping ourselves away from other believers, it's not good. It's not beneficial. And some people that I've talked to have been honest enough to tell me they're depressed. Depression is a very, very difficult place to be in, because if you move from depression to despair, you have a really hard time coming out of that. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think you will without the help of the Holy Ghost.
Well, there's been people out there that, and it's sad to see on the news, the people that we've seen that have committed suicide during this next 40 days, 60 days behind us here. And it's sad, because you have to realize, and maybe there's someone we're talking to right now, you have to realize that there is a way out. Unfortunately, if we look at what's happening around the world, everyone's secluded, everyone's away from each other. Well, see, that's where depression lurks. Depression will always lurk when it can separate you. It will always keep you away from your phone, keep you away from your friends, keep you away from the house of God. And I just encourage anyone that's watching right now that we're two men of God here. We can break that curse that's coming at you.
Amen.
And we want to believe for God to do that. But also, that you need to step up. You can only be helped if you want to be helped.
Amen. We can't do it for you.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast and watching us here on Ignite Your Day. I want to encourage you to consider being a monthly partner for our ministry. Just visit our site, decide what you want to give monthly to help us do what we do, and we're going to see great things happen in faith. Thanks again for watching our broadcast.